With rising geopolitical tensions, Russia somewhat has seen this coming and has taken steps to reduce their dependence on the US dollar. For one, over the years, their central bank has sold a lot of US dollar reserves and bought gold. Moreover, they've developed their own banking messaging system, the System of the Bank of Russia, or SPFS. This new system is opening up to mostly Belarusian banks and already has over 399 institutions. Russia is in talks with China to join their system too. China themselves also have their own system called the Cross-Border Interbank Payment System, or CIPS. So at this point, you might start to see what's happening here. The world may be splitting into two payment systems. One system for friends of the United States and Western allies, and another system for those who are wary of the United States. According to an analyst who wrote in Bloomberg, quote, "One could even imagine a future in which rival nations turn similar financial weapons against the United States, continuing on with unintended consequences. More broadly, this all in the future could lead to a decline of the US dollar as the reserve currency. Currently, all oil payments are done in US dollars. Every country needs oil, so this keeps the demand for the dollar high and gives the United States a lot of leverage geopolitically. This is often referred to as the petrodollar system. It's been keeping the United States in charge of the world economy since 1971. Since Russia is the world's second largest oil producer, if they sold oil for gold, it would be the first time oil has been sold in something else besides the US dollar by a major player.